Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Bob House is here. Bob's a new friend. He's with BizBuySell.com. It's the largest marketplace for selling businesses online and helping people connect with each other online. And you probably heard about those guys. We certainly have. And he's here with a poll, some research that they've done in the marketplace. We're going to get him to talk to us about that. Bob House, welcome to the show.
Hey, great. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. So tell us about your poll. What was your objective when you went to the marketplace with these questions?
Yeah, well, we did the poll right after the new administration had been in office for 30 days or so, and we wanted to just kind of gauge the pulse of small business owners and prospective buyers on some of the policies that the new administration was floating, as it came into office here. So we sent this survey out, and we've got 700 total respondents, a mix of owners and buyers.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just trying to, what's your approval of the new administration, of Trump so far? What are the issues that you'd like to see the new administration focus on? Some of the hot topic issues of healthcare repeal and, other things that the administration was discussing, like renegotiating trade agreements. Mm-hmm. And the like. So that's what we were after.
And he got good marks from the small business sector, didn't he?
He did, yeah. Not surprisingly, small business owners skew conservative, and buyers as well, with owners being a bit more conservative than buyers, not surprisingly.
You know, Bob, I said during the election, after the election was over, that the most underrated sector, constituent group, that made the biggest difference in this election for any candidate was the small business sector for President Trump. I believe they were the most underrated group to move the needle out there. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't disagree. I think they're a very, very important segment. And they've consistently told us, and we do research continually. We did stuff before the election, gauging sentiment, confidence under a Trump administration versus a Clinton administration. We did this back last September.
Mm-hmm.
And, consistently, these owners are saying that they favor a Trump over a Clinton administration.
Well, and I don't think it was so much a rejection of Clinton, although there was plenty of stuff there to cause that. I think it was more of a rejection of 8 years of being a feeling like we're the enemy that we got from the Obama administration. I mean, small business owners. A lot of people don't realize this. I know you know this, Bob, but under the Obama administration, small business owners really had a tough 8 years.
Absolutely,
we did not want any more of that. My point is, it wasn't so much we were in love with Trump as much, or we were against Clinton as much as we just didn't want any more of what we'd already had, and she represented that.
Absolutely, and that was borne out in the survey as well. 79% of owners felt there's just too much regulation on small businesses, and you're right. That was really about 8 years of those kind of policies and wanting to see a change in that direction.
Mm-hmm. And you asked them some specific questions too about what they'd like to have. What did they tell you?
Yeah. So I mean, the top issues that they wanted the administration focused on was healthcare. 44% responded with that, tax reform at 43%, and jobs at 30%.
Mm-hmm.
That was what owners were telling us. 60% wanted repeal of the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare,
mm-hmm.
And 66% were in favor of renegotiating NAFTA. So those are some of the key findings. 47% approval rating in general of Trump 30 days in, with a 30% disapproval among owners. So, pretty strong marks relatively.
Well, maybe they may not have seemed strong for in any other time, but when you consider that that was higher than his national averages, that was that tells you a little bit about the sector, doesn't it?
It does. It does, without a doubt.
Yeah. So, what else? Before we get into updating this thing a little bit with maybe a little speculation, what else did they tell you? You asked them about the Dodd-Frank Act. What did they tell you about that?
It was a little bit of a split on Dodd-Frank. Let me just pull the data here.
Mostly their attitude, I think most small business owners, when they think of Dodd-Frank, it's not that they know so much about the law as that they know that it hurts their favorite lender, the small bank. 60%
of
loans, 60% of loans made to small businesses come from community banks. And everybody who knows a community banker knows that Dodd-Frank has been a nightmare for community banks. And in my opinion, and I think a lot of small businesses, Bob, if you don't have community banks, if community banks are hurting, small businesses are hurting. I'll put it that way. What do you think?
Yeah. So on the Dodd-Frank, the results were, we asked if you felt that Dodd-Frank Act limited lending by small business lending, and 47% said, yeah, it limits lending. Only 11% says it encourages lending, and 42% of no opinion.
And that was my point about not really understanding the law that much.
Yep.
But if you had asked them, and you may have, I haven't seen it. If you had said, have you seen anything causing anything that's troubling your community bank? I think more than 47% would have answered that one positively.
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree. 39% were in favor of dismantling the Dodd-Frank Act, with 24% saying no. So generally, it had there was concerns around the act.
But what about quickly before we take a break? Give us the regulation percentage. That's a blowout right there.
Regulation
on general regulation, 79%, right?
That's correct. 79% of small business owners feel there's too much regulation on small businesses. Similarly, owners or prospective buyers feel the same way.
Right.
They're pretty aligned on that metric.
Absolutely. And hopefully Mr. Trump is going to fix that. He sure came out of the box working on that. Bob House is our guest, folks. He's with BizBuySell.com. He and I will be right back after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.